morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. If you are new to the broadcast, welcome. So glad you're here. Welcome to, ladies and gentlemen, the Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. Great the lineup. Charlie Robinson, what's the name of the book? See, I don't even have the book in front of me. What is it? The Octopus of Global Control. What is it? Yes, The Octopus of Global Control. I got it. Very good. Two bells for me. The Octopus of Global Control is the name of his book. He's been on before. Really good interview. We'll talk to him in about an hour. We have True Ott waiting. And with True, you never know what you're going to talk about, whether it's Mother Earth minerals or some kind of frequency thing. In this case, it's COVID research and what we're seeing, another perspective. I really want more perspectives on this COVID thing and what we're dealing with. And it's, you know, in time, I think it's shaking out. Information is shaking out really fast now. So this is good. Of course, Uncle Kevin's riding shotgun here. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Great to be here. Another great day in America.
Yes, it is. I'm excited for True. Is there any big story or big thoughts that are on your mind?
Well, that one, U.S. is experienced 34,000 less deaths in 2020.
so less people are dying.
So we, 34,000 people, less people have died, and we shut down the whole country.
We shut down the whole country, and less people are dying.
Less people are dying.
Well, I was talking to Dr. Group yesterday. He was talking. He was saying about New York City that the statistics were overwhelming before and after. Less people are dying now with the virus than before.
Nobody's getting operated on.
Oh, my gosh. That's the third leading cause of death in America. The third leading cause of death in America, ladies and gentlemen, is death by doctor.
That's right.
And that's just what they admit. Not the Power Hour.
I know.
Not Daniel Brigman. That's what the CDC and the AMA admit is the number. So that you know the numbers are probably double at least.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we shut down the whole country.
So the doctors, are operating on people normally. And so deaths in general.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, 34,000.
That just clicked in my head.
Was it 3 months?
It has to be because doctors aren't killing people.
Doctors aren't killing.
It's a third leading cause of, we can argue back and forth about flu, this, that, heart disease, whatever. The third leading cause of death in America is death by doctor.
Yeah.
Death by doctor. So the doctors are focusing only on COVID and different things. And so now.
And no surgeries are going on.
And so now the death rate's going down.
Yeah.
You do the math.
We solved the whole problem.
You do the math, ladies and gentlemen. So we shut down all the hospitals. People are going to. We got rid of all doctors, shut down all hospitals. Yeah. The question is, would we then, our death rate go down and our life expectancy go up? That's my question to America today.
I have to say yes.
Well, I don't know.
I have to say yes.
Just by
this article, 34,000 people in 3 months.
Wow, that's.
And supposedly, with all these people dying from COVID virus.
Well, let's say they are. Well, they're not dying from other things. Or something's going on.
Yeah.
Less people are dying. That's a fact.
This is from CDC.
Anyway, yeah, that's when right. That's from CDC. Anyway, let's get to our first guest, True Ott. I love his name. It's like such a great name. He received his bachelor's from Southern Utah University in the. I don't want to say a date, but let's just say it's been a little bit. It's been a little while. Then he went on to receive his doctor of philosophy in the field of nutrition. His research in his dissertation involved following in the footsteps, basically, of Linus Pauling. Not basically did, of Linus Pauling. And we'll talk a little bit about that,
Mr.
of course.
Mr. Vitamin C, right?
Linus Pauling, and all of that business. True Ott, of course, Mother Earth Minerals, and God only knows what else, where this conversation is going. Excited to have him back. True, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Kevin. I liked your little dialogue going on there. It's always better to have a monologue. I know from my 25 years of radio broadcasting. Thanks for that. We have to go back to the very basics of what my worldview is, and it was patterned by many conversations with Dr. Pauling and others that are preeminent microbiologists. We're talking about literally the top five microbiologists in the entire world. And let me just preface it. I love what you said about the doctors being insurgents causing a lot of death. That's true, absolutely. But it goes back to really the whole basic debate between naturopathy and medical science, big money, big pharma, okay? It simply is this. It's the germ theory of disease versus the terrain theory. It goes back to Antoine Beauchamp versus Louis Pasteur and Edward Jenner. And that, you know, all of this about, well, we can save the world if we inject and inoculate people with live viruses that were live bacteria back in the day of Pasteur and Jenner. They didn't know what a virus was. They had no idea. Viruses weren't even discovered until 1937 with the advent of a more powerful microscope. Okay, so we got to figure out exactly what the two concepts are. Now, real briefly, Beauchamp was saying, no, we have, it's all governed by the health and well-being of our terrain inside of our body, which is primarily composed of water. Our blood is mostly water. Our brains are mostly water. The cells where they reside is in a water-based medium. And, of course, we begin life in 9 months in a mother's womb in water. Okay? So we are basically, as Pauling said, we're water beings on a water planet. Okay? That's just not debatable. That's factual. Okay? So what then becomes debatable is, well, how do you get communicable diseases? Well, you look at some like the Black Plague, the Black Death. Well, now we find out that that was caused by little fleas that would bite people and inject these toxic substances. Not sure what they were back then, probably a viral strep plague or whatever. But it was always there's always something, and Beauchamp laid this out so completely. There's always some contamination of the blood in some way for most huge pandemic diseases. Now, in my discussions with Dr. Pauling and other microbiologists, including, I didn't have a chance to talk with her directly, but Dr. Pauling gave me all of her papers going back into the 1940s and 50s. Dr. Eleonora McBean. I don't know how many people have ever heard that name, but Dr. McBean was, man, she had a PhD in nutrition and actually a naturopathic doctor. Her credentials came from Dresden, Germany's Knipp Institute, exactly what I went through. So understanding Dr. McBean's work and the promotion of the Beauchamp theory of terrain, I had a, and that's where my worldview is coming from. Now, in a nutshell, and really, if you really study virology, study the text on even bacteriology, we know that viruses are much different than bacteria. Bacteria are living, breathing. They can survive in a medium of water base, you know, as long as there's nothing contaminating them and killing them for months and years and that. But viruses are much different. They're much, much smaller. A virus is simply, and this is really key to understanding it, is not a living substance. It is simply a strand of DNA or, in the case of a coronavirus, a messenger or mRNA, ribonucleic acid, that has is surrounded by a protein sheath. So the question then becomes, where do these come from? Well, this is Beauchamp. This is all of the Dresden University or Dresden laboratories, which are the epicenter of research into the terrain theory and basically homeopathy during the 1920s and 1930s, right, and up until World War II ravaged Germany. The Dresden Hospital City researchers found indeed that the viruses are created by the host cells. Whether it's a bat, whether it's a dog with parvovirus, whether it's humans with a whole variety of coronaviruses, these are produced internally inside of our cells. And what purpose do they serve? This is so important. Viruses in the field of what there's naturally produced inside of our bodies are best described as solvents or in other words, cleansing agents to clean the cells of toxins such as dead cells, environmental pollutants, you name it. That's what triggers the production of viruses. They have to be introduced into the cell to be made. That's the key thing. So I asked.
Okay, let me interject. I'm taking notes. I'm like I'm in college class here listening to you. Let's go back up just a little bit so I'm clear. The viruses are, so at some point, our body just naturally makes viruses to latch on to bad cells or something to destroy. I mean, explain that a little bit. I didn't quite get that.
Okay, yeah, the mechanism is simply the DNA, which is inside of our cells. The DNA is programmed in certain parts of our gene plate, which, by the way, our genes are now like Dr. Shiva, the MIT microbiologist. He declares this. It's common knowledge against the top-level microbiologists. Our genes are basically a bunch of viral genes that they, you know, if you believe in evolution, which I personally don't, they say, well, this is all because of our genetic evolution. I believe it was put there by a creator for a divine purpose, but that's another debate. But anyway, they know this. It's basically all of these gene clades in our genetic expression are basically viral and bacterial in origin. Okay?
So that gives another meaning. You seen the movie The Matrix?
Absolutely.
Okay, at the end of the movie, when is it Agent Anderson or Mr. Anderson, and then the agent, I can't remember the agent's name, but he's talking to Morpheus, and he says, "You're a virus. You're nothing but a disease." I mean, that gives another meaning to this.
Yeah, exactly. I say that often on my radio show, that very quote, "You're the virus, and we are the cure." Yeah. That's not too far off, because indeed we have to realize what viruses do in the body, and
hold on. I hate to interrupt you, but this is very high level stuff here. Before you go further, so say any kind of virus. I mean, I don't know which one you're talking about here, but I guess any of them sound like our body makes them naturally. So does everybody make the same virus or virus? So like I may make a different virus than you or my uncle, and so there's slight variations in them. And then how does that then pass on to people? I mean, so explain that process.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Very good question, Daniel. Yeah. First of all, Corona is a name given because if you look under the electron microscope, human-based viruses typically have a crown shape. That's what corona means. Spanish is crown. That's in corona beer, king of beer, crown, okay, in Spanish. So really we're talking about a whole variety of viruses that are pretty specific to human DNA. They're crowned or coronaviruses. So when you talk about a novel or a new one that appears, the question becomes what formed that? Is it a laboratory that created that? Or did it happen naturally in the cell? There's a whole body of evidence that shows that novel viruses typically do not happen naturally. Okay, they don't cross species barriers. They don't jump from bats to ferrets to humans. That's been proven consistently over and over. The weapons laboratories at Fort Detrick have tried to make that happen. They haven't been able to because we have genetic firewalls species to species. Thank God for that.
So what are you saying? Yeah. So are you saying this new coronavirus, this COVID-19 that is scaring half the country, is 100% it's made? So somebody made it.
The Bioterrorism Act made it illegal basically to make these chimera viruses for commercial production. And so the watchdog groups in America were at the BSL-4 lab in North Carolina, University of North Carolina, they were manufacturing this, and our friend Dr. Anthony Fauci was very much involved with that.
Did you say a friend?
Yeah. I call him. Well, I won't say it on the air, but I'm being kind to him. Okay, and so what I'm getting at is when the information came in and they went to shut down. I'm talking about the enforcement of the Bioterrorism Act. Dr. Fauci in 2015 outsourced and $3.7 million went to the Wuhan BSL-4 lab, and they started producing it there. The question becomes, why are they producing it? What's the reason for this novel creation? Now, given this is so important to understand, because you just can't come and breathe it in and catch it through the sinuses and into the lungs.
Stop right there. Okay. So when I go, and again, I apologize again for the abrupt, but you're blowing my mind right now. So when I go to Walmart,
good.
And everybody at the Walmart, you know, it went from a week ago, like 10% of the people working there had a mask till today, maybe it's 2 week period, to today, you go to Walmart, everybody who works at Walmart has a mask. So obviously they've told them they have to have a mask. They got blue dots on the floor. They get upset if we're too close to each other or talking to each other. They come and tell you to separate. I mean, you're telling me all that is basically BS.
Well, it's based on a computer model from some artificial intelligence computer with the World Health Organization. But it's not based on science because even if it were possible for viruses to be transmissible through aerosol, they are so tiny they'll go right through those silly masks.
Well, I've always thought, I mean, it's just, okay, we're being, from the very beginning, we're being lied to. If this virus is as dangerous as they say it is, then 6 feet's not going to do it. A mask certainly isn't going to do it. I mean, if somebody sneezes in the air, if this is as dangerous as you say it is, then there's no way I should go to Walmart. I mean, it's ridiculous. It didn't make any sense to me. But anyway, go on.
Well, okay. I know this is because everybody is so programmed by the media and by just the common nomenclature what we speak. You can catch a virus. You can catch this. You can do this. And so we've been conditioned and programmed to believe this is serious and we can catch it this way. But that's not how the body operates. That's not factual because they're confusing viruses with bacteria. And, yeah, you can catch a bacteria that's going to give you flu-like symptoms. That's quite common, all right? So let's not get confused here. We're talking viruses versus bacteria. So let's go back and I don't know if you've seen the latest information coming out of Navajo land, Daniel. The Navajo reservation, 40% of the Navajo residences don't even have running water, let alone electricity, the traditional hogans and whatever. If Hopi, the Navajo and Hopi reservations were a state, there's 174,000 inhabitants there. Per capita, do you realize they have overshadowed New York City for case history and deaths that have been confirmed? It's amazing. Why does this happen? Hey, there's no international airport in Navajo land, and our Navajo friends are surely not world travelers, and there's not a lot of the official model just doesn't fit in Navajo land as it would in the cosmopolitan area of New York. Okay, this is a key point here, a key point to understand. So what the heck is causing these deaths, these novel new deaths in Navajo land? Well, I think I have an answer for that.
All right, I can't. We got 2 minutes before the break, so I don't. If it takes a while, you got 2 minutes.
Okay.
So you may. So I mean, I got bated breath here. Go ahead. Tell me why.
I have good friends on Second Mesa in Hopi land, and I know a number of Hopis, ex-missionary, Mormon missionary companion, for instance. Long story short, unprecedented massive vaccination campaign for the seasonal influenza last year and the year before. They actually gave $200 vouchers for people that said, yeah, what do I need this for? Well, here's $200 to go to the trading post and spend. They had an unprecedented
whoa! And again, yeah. I hate to stop you so abruptly. Are you telling me that somebody from the government went to the Navajo reservation and said, "I'll give you $200 if you get a flu vaccine"? Is that what you're telling me?
only those that were holdouts that didn't say, get off my little property. They were bribed, yes, to go and get, and my friend.
My
and
God.
Yeah, Bureau of Indian Affairs.
This is like the smallpox blankets all over again.
Yeah, I'm declaring publicly these people have been used for guinea pigs. And I think it's because their gene clades are so similar to the Chinese. This is really war. I think they're being used to be studied.
Now, okay, we got about a minute or so for the break. Continue on, and then we'll continue on the other side. So just go ahead.
The second thing that happened in January is the Navajo Nation Chairman Nez actually signed a deal with Magellan Corporation to broadcast 5G throughout the Navajo land.
Oh, my gosh.
It's craziness because my friend, his name is Julian, on Hopi land, they're installing these 5G towers throughout the whole mesas. And they say, well, because they're high points and they can, you know, in Arizona, parts of southern Colorado, and all part of the net has to be expanded, but they had to work on a deal to pay the Navajo and Hopi for this.
I hope they got more than $200.
Well, I don't know. That was not part of the part of. I couldn't determine that. But jeez. I mean, come on. Most Hopi and Navajos don't have any home computer or any need for high speed internet. Why are they doing this?
You're getting my mind wandering. Here. My mind is wandering right now, True.
Don't wander. Keep focused. Keep focused.
No, I mean it's wandering. There's the music. On that note, I'll try to refocus. But you got my mind wandering on a lot of, like, what is, why, you know, who, why, yeah. What, where, all the above. True Odd on the other side, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you dare go anywhere. This is provocative information. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Power Hour.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
ThePowerMall.com, just as Jay just said, Power Hour Jay. A lot of great products there. Mother Earth Minerals, if you've been asking about them and the products, so call if you do want them, and I don't know why you wouldn't. They're great. I take them quite often. ThePowerMall.com, call and ask, and we'll make sure we get those, especially calcium, potassium, and magnesium are... is that right, true? Calcium, potassium, and magnesium, those are kind of the three rocks that building blocks for everybody?
Correct. Yeah, that's what Dr. Pauling said. Those are, he called them the three pillars.
The three pillars.
Of health of the body.
Yeah, there you go. So at least ask about those. We also have the new Tranquil. Why can't I think? You've blown my mind today. I can't even focus here. true. Wayne Elliott will be on. Wayne Elliott will be here tomorrow to talk about Tranquil, the new formula from Dr. Pfeiffer, the REM sleep, of course. He's going to have his friend who is a PTSD major sufferer, and how that worked for him, so you can hear that story. Vitamin D, a couple choices that we have, the essential digestion, vitamin E, Hyzorb Q10, Prostrex, all the Dr. Group products, oxy powder, detoxidine, very important, especially with the EMF radiation, to have iodine to help protect you and help detox your body, detox foot pads, the Vegan Safe B12, lateral flora, selenium, magnesium, IntraCal from, Dr. Group, Strauss Heart Drops, of course, the regular, the cinnamon versions, the smaller and the larger size bottle, smooth oregano, cold storm, cardio support, the kidney support, which, Kev just still on that kidney support?
I am. Almost down to a couple dropperfuls.
Okay. Well, we need some more of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Iron Earth you can get, and Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail, Phosphatidylcholine, Silver Solutions that we have. We're not making claims, but some people have had a lot of success with it.
I am one of them, but I will not tell you what it is.
Allegedly.
We're not getting sued.
No, we're not getting sued anyway. I mean, we can speak the truth without being, we're not scared. We're just being smart, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
You draw your own conclusions. All these products, Willard Water, we have some of that, all of that and more at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Thank you so much for your support, your purchases, your donations, your prayers. You know, it's not the, without risk to sit in this chair and have people like Truhawk come on and say these things. It just isn't. And I get emails quite often. I'm going to, you know, Joyce would just ignore these kind of things. Maybe she would. Maybe she would. I don't know. But I'm going to say something. I get certain emails. You don't know what you're talking about. Okay? there is a risk sitting in this chair and saying these things. And so we need your support. We ask for your support, and you're welcome for what we do here too. So thank you very much. Want to get back to True, having an unbelievably engaging conversation. True, now True, before we continue on, you recently had your whole blog, I don't know how many years you've been doing it, your whole blog got canceled without, you know, no ifs, ands, or buts, do not pass, go kind of thing. Tell everybody about that real quick.
I was one of the first WordPress.com blogs. I don't know exactly. I think it was 2003 when I started, right after, you know, when the Gulf Wars, you know, the whole fight against international terrorism, you know, and we invaded Iraq. I started blogging because I said, wait a minute, I got a different viewpoint. So, I mean, I was a pretty popular blogger. I mean, I had an average of 2,500 to 3,000 hits per day. I mean, on a blog, I guess that's pretty good. I don't know. But anyway, and I got like over 1,800 subscribers. So, people wanted to know. And so in 2010, I posted this piece that I took about 6 weeks to compile it. It's called Nanotechnology and Bang, B-A-N-G, and tying in DynCorp and the CIA. I mean, it was pretty explosive. Man, when you talk about danger, when you put something out, you know, remember the Pelican Brief, the movie? That's kind of what happened to me.
Julia Roberts.
I started getting attacked like crazy, Daniel, from people that are in the health industry. I won't name names, but, man, they started to attack my credibility.
Why
my
not?
Credentials.
Why not?
You know?
Why not?
Sitting here.
I say do it.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, it was pretty explosive. This thing kind of went to coin the term viral. Okay. Ken Adachi at Educate Yourself focused on it because it's critically important for tying so many of his papers together that he posted there over the years. Anyway, long story short, an FDA senior investigator contacted me. He asked me not to give his name out publicly, so I'll honor that. He was so amazed with it, he contacted me personally and said, this information is powerful. I've been following along for myself, trying to get the FDA to expand their oversight and to regulate nanotechnology in medicines. And it's like, hands off, leave it alone. But your paper showed how critically important it is. So I passed it up to my superiors in the FDA, and they basically said, hey, we're not doing anything. If you don't like it, there's a door. So here's the door. I took it and I resigned. Turned in my badge and my gun. Okay?
Well, wow. He had a gun at the FDA? So he had a gun also?
Yeah. Wow. Enforcement agents are full police powers, man. Okay?
Give us a little gist. So, give us just a Reader's Digest version of what the paper was saying. What was so key that they didn't want to address?
Connecting the nanobots that are being put into vaccines, specifically the seasonal influenza vaccine, that ties into the NSA supercomputers that allows, again, nanorobots that will be introduced in it. This was 2010, but they projected to have nanorobots injected vis-a-vis the vaccines by as early as 2013. Now, that was a general crux because there was a Dr. Meyer. If you look on TED Talk or just Google up Dr. Meyer, the University of Florida, his TED Talk is called Nanoviruses or how, in fact, he was working with nanobots to create different novel viruses inside of human hosts. And Dr. Myers was doing this for I think, a really beneficial reason to help people with born with birth problems, et cetera. And he was doing good work on that. But the point is, the technology existed in 2013. That's in his TED Talk. It was quite an amazing presentation he did. So here's this PhD enforcer with the FDA with my 2010 paper now being kind of my sounding board for my, you know, my background of with Dr. Pauling and the Institute in Dresden and the Beauchamp theory of terrain. And so I, this has been quite a few years ago when the 2009, 2010 bird flu, you remember all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And going back to the 1977 swine flu pandemic that Dr. McBean exposed, right, in her book, The Swine Flu Exposed, 1977, I bounced all this off of my friend, this FDA friend, and he said, what are you saying, that you cannot transmit a virus from contacting another person? I said, I said, Doctor, please, I'm not saying that. I'm saying other people are saying that, and I want to make sure that I'm correct. Can you show me through your extensive database any independent laboratory, double-blind, peer-reviewed study showing that somehow you can transmit viruses? Because I've searched PubMed and all the other, but my database is limited, not like yours. He says, yeah, I can do that. Guess what? He couldn't. What he did find was studies put out by DARPA and DynCorp and CIA sources that are based on computer models. That's the key. Okay? They're saying this, and when you look at Dr. Fauci and when the World Health Organization announced this novel virus is now spreading and the mortality rate is, you know, transmission rate is 6.0 versus 2.2, all these numbers, most doctors say, well, it's good enough for me. I trust the WHO. I don't ask questions. By all means, and Donald Trump and Dr. Fauci comes and talks to him. Well, yeah, we better have social distancing. We better have all. It's exactly what the government did in 1918. Exactly the same thing. 6 feet social distancing. No groups of 10 or more. They just resurrected the 1918 protocols. That's it, without asking the question. And here's the question, Daniel. You cannot declare a pandemic unless you fulfill what's something called Koch's postulates. This is in the international tribunals of what constitutes Emergency Powers Act. So what's Koch's postulates? Well, for a simple layman's terms, you have to prove this is transmissible from host to host. And until you do that, you can't institute this for social structuring. So this is my challenge to this FDA enforcer. I said, Doc, has Koch's postulates been fulfilled? And he says, well, I'll check into it. And then he says, not only no, but hell no, they haven't. Okay, well, he says, well, in 1937, Koch's postulates were updated because of Dr. Rivers and the virology. Again, because viruses are different. So you can't transmit viruses. Dr. Rivers showed that in 1938. And this Dr. A, I'll call him, he says, Drew, you're blowing my mind. I'm sitting here, my cognitive dissonance, I'm hyperventilating. Why the hell would Dr. Rivers say this in 1938 if it wasn't true? I said, because it is true. Okay? So he says, I got to call you back. I got to go out and take a walk. So he called me back. I said, Doc, take a deep breath, breathe. He goes, okay, I'm breathing. I says, let's answer some basic questions, okay? Is human immunosuppressant virus, you know the history of HIV, right? Is that a Chimera lab-created virus, yes or no? He says, hell yes, it is. Okay? What is the Chimera viruses that were made together? True or false? Bovine leukemia virus and sheep viruses, primarily? And corona virus from humans? Yes, true. I says, okay. Can you catch HIV from an infected person by breathing their air next to them or by shaking their hand? He goes, oh, my God, no. You can't. I said, so what's the difference between HIV, Chimera virus, and novel corona COVID-19, specifically SARS, SARS-CoV-2? Can you tell me what the difference is making this viral virus so contagious versus HIV? And while you're at it, how about West Nile virus? How about Zika? These are all passed by the bite of an infected insect that goes and produces the viruses directly into the blood. Can you pass West Nile virus to somebody else by coughing on it? He says, I'm going to go throw up. I'm physically sick. You cannot. I says, okay. Then why should we believe we can catch a COVID-19 virus? I'm just asking the questions, Doc.
I'm speechless, and it's hard to make me speechless, True. I'm kind of speechless right now. Continue on. I don't even know what to ask you. Keep going.
You know, Daniel, I have to take deep breaths myself because, like you, I go out and see these people that wear their masks and their gloves and all the social distancing. They're not bad people. They're just scared. They're afraid. And this fear is being propagated by some bad science generated by an artificial intelligence computer model somewhere. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Fauci.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Okay, people are getting sick, but something. I don't even know if we can trust these COVID tests. I haven't seen that we have an accurate COVID test, really. But people are getting sick with something. How are they getting sick then?
Sure. Oh, great question. This goes back to, have you seen the CDC's own statistics on the seasonal flu virus death toll in 2017 and 18?
I'm sure I have. I mean, I've seen lots of things. I'm sure, yeah.
That was a very dangerous season, unusually so. And mainly the same people are dying now. Older people in long-term nursing care facilities, like immune-compromised people that have had chemo radiation, cancer patients, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 62,400, according to the CDC, died in the USA alone in 2017-18 from seasonal influenza, and 650-something thousand worldwide. I'm sorry, we got a long way to go to match that death toll with this new virus, okay? So the question becomes, what was so viral in 2017-18, and what was how were people dying? Uh-huh. Same thing. Let's play detective. Let's play sleuth. 2015, the World Health Organization recommends that SARS viruses be added to seasonal influenza vaccines worldwide because SARS is becoming more and more prevalent as a seasonal host, seasonal infectious agent. SARS, severe acute respiratory
syndrome. God almighty.
All
right, let me stop you now, and let me stop you because we only got about 8 minutes. So let me just summarize here. I see where you're going. You tell me yes or no. Basically, they put the precursors, or they put something in the vaccines. They injected it to people when they got their flu vaccine. Is that what you're telling me?
There's no doubt about that. What is a flu vaccine? It's the computer model for what's happening. It is not your viral DNA. It's foreign DNA going into your body.
Okay, then, let's say that's true. Let's go with what you're saying. Then what does that have to do with China and this lab, and they created this new virus in this lab, and then that's getting out? Explain that.
Wuhan in November and even in October was massive inoculations of the seasonal influenza in Wuhan, first and foremost. Then, of course, you have the 5G radiation. I submit that, you know, 5G by itself is not going to cause these symptoms, but the 5G can cause the cells to believe there's toxicity, especially if there's a seasonal influenza vaccine toxin going in your body. And it's going to cause these symptoms of, again, what are the symptoms? The people are suffering from hypoxia, which is simply lack of blood oxygen. Something is happening to the hemoglobin, the iron carrying capacity of the blood, so that you cannot carry oxygen. People are, I can't catch my breath. Shortness of breath. Okay. And they go in the pulse oximeter readings show, oh my gosh, yeah, you're down to 70 percentile. You got a problem.
70%? How can you be walking around at 70%? Oh my gosh. All right, let me cut you off and try to fast forward here, because we're running out of time. Dr. Group was on yesterday. We've had other people. Dr. Group, in a pretty clear way, linked the 5G to creating symptoms, lowering blood oxygen, and you put that all together. I said, basically, this is a bioweapon then. You're putting with the vaccines and all this. I mean, give us an overarching view. I don't want to put you in a corner to make a conclusion, but you put all these things together that you're saying. Basically, somebody has instituted a bioweapon on the world. They're using 5G to activate it. They can regionalize it. They can compartmentalize it. They can narrow it down to your neighborhood as long as 5G is there. We're looking at this is George Orwell's worst nightmare health-wise. Is that what you're telling me?
You got that right, Daniel. But it's not as effective as they would like. Why? Because you see, I go back to the Navajo and Hopi. They're the lab rats, the guinea pigs. Okay.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, those poor people.
There's a lot of them dying, but not nearly enough to satisfy the needs of the World Economic Forum and saving the planet from this viruses called human beings.
Okay? Ooh, that was really powerful what
it
you just said.
It has to be faster. It has to be faster, and then go back to 5 years ago what Bill Gates said in a public forum. We got to be much more effective in vaccination to solve the problem.
Oh my God! 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 You're telling me now that it isn't what we had our models. We had it set up. We could have shut down this whole country for a year. These people are going to die. They're going to be screaming the shutdown that they'd stay shut down, but it didn't work. Oh my God. Now the country wants to reopen. So we got to get this vaccine ready. We got to get this thing all together and plan it all out. Then we got to vaccinate them all. And then we can really radiate them. And then we can really puff this up and really cause a problem. Is that what you just told me?
Exactly. You want a billion people dead? Vaccinate them with the powerful nanobots from Bill Gates, but it needs a pretext to get it faster.
Yeah, right. To get people to do it.
They can't go through 18 months or 5 years of testing because people will die from it. They've got to say, okay, we don't wait. And here's what's happening as we speak, Daniel. The government, the federal government, is looking at instituting through the Commerce Clause, because this pandemic has definitely destroyed our commerce. They can invoke the Commerce Clause to make it a felony federal case if you don't take the vaccine.
Well, then if it's extreme measures, that they have some law, quote unquote law, where then they don't have to test it and nobody's liable either. So because it's
Exactly. The danger is in the vaccine that's coming out as early as Labor Day. Now, look what Fauci just said a couple weeks ago. He says, we're seeing our computer models now. See, the computer models are always changing, right? Computer models now are showing it's going into more of a seasonal type of pattern. It'll probably disappear by the 1st of May, but it's going to still be there, and a second wave will come roaring back probably in September, October. So we've got to kind of shift away now from social distancing and go towards, quote, herd immunity. That's he's saying we've got to go to mass vaccination to solve this problem.
Okay,
he's setting the stage.
All right, we're about to have a break. Can you go through the top of the hour? We'll take a little bit of Charlie's interview. This is so massive.
I really can't. I can't. I have another interview.
Okay. All right. Let me sum this up then. You're basically telling me that. I mean, I've asked this a few. They go to push this vaccine. You're telling me at all. I mean, I'm hearing that at all costs, I'm not getting this vaccine. That's what I'm getting from you, in my mind. There's no way in hell I'm getting this vaccine.
Yeah, that's a great thing, but you may not have a choice and you're going to stay out of prison. That's the issue.
Are you telling me that your friend in the FDA, do you believe they are that brazen? They think they have that much chutzpah that they're going to come here and then they're going to force Americans to line up and they are going to force them at gunpoint to take these vaccines?
No, you always have the choice. You take it or go to jail.
Well, if they put you in jail, then they'll just vaccinate you, Drew.
Well, there you go. One way or another, you're going, because this is, again, what's the herd immunity all about?
Oh, my God.
there's going to be dissenters, but the dissenters are dangerous. This is already happening. You come out there and talk about what we just talked about, and people say, you're a public health menace, Dr. Ott. You got to be shut up and put in prison. I've already been told that. God, I'm sitting here. All I'm doing is giving questions, and it's an alternative voice.
When can you go? Can you go to the top? Can you go to the top of the hour? Can you go to 12 Central, straight up, 11 Mountain?
Oh, that's pretty.
That's 4 minutes. That's 4 minutes. Can you go four more minutes?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Todd, cut the commercials until straight up noon if you can. Okay. What can we do? Tell us about the 5G. Tell us whatever we got. You got 4 minutes. What can we do?
First of all, you got to protect your terrain, okay? And that means making sure your iron and your it doesn't fall out of your solid of your blood, whether it's from 5G or whatever. So the electromagnetic field that I've created through a product, again, I don't want to make any claims. I can just sell the science. I developed this product actually for mountain climbers and people hiking and like in high Uinta mountains, they wouldn't get high altitude sickness. It's designed to go right on your femoral artery and pulse a powerful electromagnetic field to energize your iron particles to carry more oxygen. And we've proven that it's on the average 30 to 40% more oxygen is carried. Oxygen is life, whether it's coronavirus symptoms or just feeling bad, okay? So at the very least, this product is safe, and it surely won't hurt you to increase oxygenation.
So if people are interested in that, if you are, you want to hear more about it, you can call the Power Mall. True, we'll have to get some information. We want to be able to support people as much as possible. You know, Graham Stetzer meters, getting dirty electricity, this product that True is talking about. Okay, we just have a couple minutes. 5G, I know it's like they got to put a tower every, you know, what, like quarter mile or something like that on this 5G. There's a lot of places it's not. How can people protect their house from 5G? I don't even know what to say at this point, True. This is like, we're like being pushed up against the wall here. Am I being paranoid? Am I overreacting? What?
Not at all. I think I have answers to that, but I can't explain it in just 1 minute. I'll need to share you more with it and show you.
You're going to come on in a couple weeks? We're going to get you back on in a couple weeks?
Anytime you want me on, Daniel, I'll be there with you, okay?
Okay. Catherine, I hope you listen. I'll talk to you. We'll have you on again very soon. We'll talk about the Mother Earth minerals, potassium, magnesium, and calcium, very important. This new product to help oxygen. We'll get more information on that. I mean, for people who are sitting home, they're probably scared to death, right? I mean, they listened to Dr. Group yesterday. They listened to you today. I don't want to not tell people the truth, but you just scared the hell out of people. You scared the hell out of me. I mean, I know this, and it's like you've made it even more real to me. I mean, how should I, after this interview, what should I do? I mean, how should I take this emotionally?
Well, just understand truth, set you free. Hey, I've got to go. My other interview's buzzing in.
I got you. God bless. God bless, True. Bye-bye. We'll talk to you soon. Oh, my gosh. What's running through your mind right now?
Panic.
No, we're not going to panic. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot panic. In some ways, this is a good sign. And why I say that is, look what happened in New Jersey with stopping the vaccine push, and how this was all changing. Everything was on track. The truth was working. We were making headlines. Everything was working. Okay? And then this.